This is HPR episode 2351 entitled HPR Community News for July 2017 and is part of the series HPR Community News. It is hosted by HPR volunteers and is about 39 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is: Murphy is strong, but Ken struggles on talking about shows released and comments posted in July 2017.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon and you're listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today it's the community news show for July 2017. I'm all on my own today. Murphy has been very strong in the force, I have to say. Combination of Mumble crashing, Dave's cellar flooding, electrical problems, HPR site, my IP address being blocked, Mumble server crashing, etc, etc. So it's just me. For those of you who don't know, I happen to be one of the volunteers here at Hacker Public Radio, and Hacker Public Radio is a community podcast network made up of various random hosts from around the world who take their time to contribute shows to the network. The network is welcoming this month one new host with the awesome name of Ironic Sodium. So once a month, what we do is we have a little chat here. We go through the shows to make sure that every single show that we have gets some feedback and that we can comment on them. We read the comments and we tell you anything else that's been happening on the mailing list. And the mailing list, of course, is where the HPR community decides what's going to happen with HPR. And we also will be talking about some other stuff that Dave wanted me to mention. So the first show was the HPR Community News for June 2017, and there were no comments on that show. So the next day we had a show from JWP called A Texan's View on Why Only Native-Born Persons Can Be President. And this was a show that JWP did in answer to a question on the New Year show as to why American presidents can't be have to be native born. So there are a few comments. Jezra replies, not native born, natural born. The requirement isn't to be native born. The requirement is to be natural born citizen. This means that one needs to be a citizen at the time of birth. A newborn is considered a natural born citizen of the US if the child has at least one parent with US citizenship, and the children of any US citizen are natural born US citizens regardless of the location of the birth. And Kevin O'Brien says, Jezra is correct. This is why John McCain, who was born in Panama, was eligible to run for president. Canadian Bob says, a completely silly rule if you ask me. It's exceptionally true in a country populated by immigrants. We have no such rule for head of states here in Canada, and the country didn't come to an end. Well, yes, who can possibly comment on somebody else's form of government, and far be it for me to do that. However, I was interested to hear the point of about the referendums. I'm fascinated by referendums because we use them quite a lot in Ireland, and they have had much have produced many interesting results as a result of that. So I was surprised that a show on why referendums are not one person, one vote would be also excellent. So the following day, we had another in the episode by Mr. X about the Bofang UV5R VHF UHF. And this handset is a relatively cheap, well-liked handset by the ham radio community. And what we suggested here was that this would be the start handset if you wanted to get in the ham radio. We're doing ham radio series here on HPR. And if you wanted to get into ham radio, this was a cheap, relatively cheap, relatively affordable way to do it. Mr. X has done an excellent series introducing the handset and giving you the basics that you need in order to start using that after you get your exam, of course. So let's study for your exam. And this is the ham radio that you could use to start your ham radio career. Thank you very much, Mr. X, for doing this series. It's been very, very interesting. The following show was Building a Digital Clock by Dave the Man Morris. And this was one who I was surprised, actually, that Dave and I both listened to Big Clive. And Big Clive did one of these very mesmerizing videos on putting this clock together. And it seems like a nice thing to do, and I was interested in doing it, but actually the functionality of the device is not what I want. I have very specific requirements for a clock. Here in the Netherlands, we take advantage of a DCS system, I think it's called, which is a long wave transmission from the center of Germany around Munich. And I believe I need to, I'll maybe do a show on this. And that sends out a radio beacon that tells clocks who are fitted with a little radio in them what the actual time is. So that is actually quite cool. But he took this kit and built it, and Dave Lee says he just bought one, and because of this episode there were £4.27. Depending on the timing, he might bring it to the pub crawl, so you can expect my work. And that's a reference to Glasgow pub crawl. Anyone, says Dave. Hi Dave, I hope you will have fun with the build. I'm imagining a bit of last minute soldering at the back of a bar in Glasgow. Yes, so the pub crawl has come and gone, and we expect a show or two as a result of that. Following day, we had Auk Part 7, which is a tag team episode by Beezy and Dave Morris. And I must say, I queue these up because you need to be in the right frame of mind to get your brain into the whole Auk thing. But they are an excellent series, and I have linked to both of these series in several other of my shows. And I have also linked to them on internal documentation in various different places, because they're basically, I learned all I needed to know about Auk from these series. It goes through the various different types of loops that's possible within Auk, something I didn't even know was possible. Let's see. No comments on that. The following day, we had the first in what is a series of interviews from the Liverpool MakerFest in 2017. Really missing going to these type of things, done by Tony and Tony Hughes. And it was was Jay from the Inventor Asylum. And the second interview was John Walton from about his animatronics creations, which didn't have a web link, which is a bit of a pity. The following day was the first show from Ironic Sodium. A very, very good show. DDWRT on an ASUS RRT-N66U. And we could do with more shows on DDWRT. It is surprising. It's one of those little things that if you order a cheap router from China or the Far East, then you quite often comes with DDWRT under the hood. Describes all the steps involved in putting a new image on it, and it's something you should do. Excellent show. No comments on that. Following day was a virtual env wrapper for the fish shell, and this was by Be Easy, and this was in response to BJB's show, a bit of background on virtual environment, which was show 222. And Beezy goes through how he would do that in the fish shell. Not had a lot of stuff about the fish shell itself. We could do with a show or two describing the fish shell and why one would want to use it and the risks in doing so. Klaatu commented, homebrew virtual environments. I'm not a fan of fish, but I love your homemade virtual environment. I did something similar in Bash at my old job and it worked pretty well. When I stumbled across virtual environment, I just used that. And speaking of BJB show and recommending HPR shows to people, I've also recommended that to one of my fellow engineers as a show to go back and listen to in order to make sure that all the Python libraries are installed. So it's excellent. Claudio Miranda, our adventure begins. Discuss the colossal cave adventure. And the adventure of playing it with my son. So this was loads of interesting links to this sort of thing. And I am reluctant to give it to my kids because I actually have them requiring them to do Tux type at the minute so that they'll be able to touch type by the end of the summer holidays. And there were loads of comments on this for. So let's just read them for you there now. Kevin says, right with you on this. I was born in 1966. Very interesting to go over origins of games and where they are now. Would love to hear more like this. Well, please do. Claudia M. Thanks, Kevin. I hope to actually give Frotz, F-R-O-T-Z, a try with a Zork code that is available online so that I can do an episode on it. Only show. Oh, excuse me. Back off there. Dave Morris says, nostalgia, this was great. At my job at the University of Lancaster around 1977-78, there was a copy of Adventure installed on the ICL 1900 mainframe, which many of us played during lunch breaks. We had, Dave, lunch breaks, yeah. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. We had the Fortran source, and we were not above peeking at it to try and work out some of the puzzles. It was quite addictive, I remember. Thanks for the show. And Claudia replies, glad you enjoyed it, Dave. I've been downloading Open Adventure on my Fedora laptop to see if it will compile there, since it wouldn't on Termux. I did get Zork to work on using Frotz in Termux. I have no idea what he's talking about here. It's available in a repo of Termux, and Zork game files are downloadable online. So I'll surely be doing an episode on that soon as a sequel to this one. Well, there you go. Definitely was me a show now. The following day, another in the series of Bofang UV5R. And that was followed by another in the show from Liverpool MakerFest. And this one was Jimmy England from the Warrington Fab Lab and Patrick from DOES Does Liverpool. Links to both of those are in the show notes. Then we had John Culp doing a show on the Kobo Aura e-reader and the review of the new used Kobo Aura e-reader that he recently acquired. And there were two comments to this. Lost in Bronx says, I have a Kobo Aura and really love it. I also have a second generation Kindle and it's a very nice device, but the Kobo definitely beats it. It was an excellent look at an excellent product. I've owned mine for a while now and it has still taught me a few new tricks. And you still taught me a few new tricks. John replies, Kobo anagrams to books. Thanks for leaving your comment, Lost in Bronx. Glad to hear you enjoyed the episode. One thing I neglected to mention, and I might not even have realized when I recorded the episode, is that the name of the device is an anagram of the word book. I'm definitely loving my Kobo. I should probably load it up with your latest book. Haha, actually quite true. I last night couldn't sleep, came downstairs, wanted to read a book, decided I would read one on my Kindle or my also Kobo. and it wouldn't work with Calibra. Turned out it was corrupt, had to install a firmware, dubba dubba dubba, 2 hours later, and I'm sitting reading a book. So not 100% sure that ebook readers are the best way to have a frustration-free thing when you want a day. You've had a long day of tech, and then you have to troubleshoot even more tech. Anyway, not to take away from the show in any shape, way, or not to take away from the show at all. Anyway, the following day we had episode 2338, and this was another bioral recording, number 2 of Twerk, I think, by Kuvnu. And this one caught me out. Lots of people found it quite interesting. Kenton Roy says, wow, that started off really creepy. I couldn't tell where the sounds from the podcast and thought it was happening in my office. And Windigo says, I've been listening to HPR episodes I've missed and recently caught up with previous episodes about how you created these recordings. Thanks for the follow-up. So, very good. And that was in reference to the show 785 bioral recordings, which is quite a while back now. Let's have a look. Yeah, that was 2011, actually. So good stuff. More there. I always find those interesting. Dave Yates comes along with an updated version of podcast recommendations and links in the show notes. Very interesting show. Quite a few that I listen to. Quite a few I'm very unlikely to listen to. And why have we no more Duffercast? Guys, we need more Duffercast. And as always, if you have podcast recommendations, you can please send them to us here at HPR as in the form of a show. Now, the next day, Mr. X, tracking the HPR queue in Python, I explain how to capture the number of HPR shows in the queue using Python. And there are 4 excellent little script about how you parse the site. And I replied to that without listening to the show. You don't need to scrape. Mr. X, having listened to the show, you don't need to scrape HPR. And I'm not going to read the comment because we actually provide a PHP statistics page for you. And Dave also commented about that as well. But that said, it's an excellent show about parsing a website. So you should definitely have a look at the script and how to use a blink stick. The following day was Liverpool Makefest, show number 3. Tony again, this time interviewing Dave from Studio Dyes in Weavertree, Laura from Tactile Electronics, and Emily, Beth, and Chelsea from the Liverpool Geek Girl Geeks. So really enjoying those behind the scenes shows. Christopher Hobbs. Oh, Christopher, be careful, dude. Please be careful when you're doing these shows. I don't want anybody to suddenly lose an eye or something when you're doing this. But operator says, safety first. I ignored some of the safety precautions when I adjusted the tension on my screen. It was as scary as hell. Lol. From what I was reading, basically, it needs to start to pull itself up. After about the halfway mark, mine was struggling a little bit too much, and I had to add some tension. So, there you go. But nice show as well. View into other people's lives. Then the next day was a show that I can't actually claim I posted it, but it's actually a Wikipedia article on healthcare in the Netherlands. And after coming from, suffice to say, a country with a poor health system, one of the highest per capita spending, Ireland that is, highest per capita spending on healthcare and the lowest satisfaction of healthcare. This moving to the Netherlands was a bit of an eye-opener for me, and it was interesting to read this article. Beezy says, unexpectedly interesting. I am really surprised how much I enjoyed this episode. It seems like a good system. Can you do the US system next? And Kevin O'Brien says, it's on the way. BZ, I already recorded several shows on the US system and they'll be forthcoming in the next few weeks. So the next day was Programming 101, tracking the HPR queue in Python. Did we not just have the show? Well, as a result of the comments that Dave and I left, pointing out that there was the PHP stats page, then Mr. X went ahead, modified his program again, and this time modified it to parse the stats page and then link left and right. So the next day we had fixing a toilet roll holder. A small fix improves someone's life. So this, as I said in the show, may seem like one of these life hacks that I do from time to time to lower the quality here in HPR so that people don't feel bad about posting shows. But this was an important one for us here as a family, and it continues to provide lots of functionality and continues to not be a problem. So that's absolutely awesome. The following day, another one I'm not sure if it was the following day. It could have been the following Monday. Could have been Monday. And the last one for this month. Let me see. It was on a Thursday, actually. And the last one for this one, it was an interview from Liverpool MakerFest 2017. This time it was Gemma from Patton Craft and Simon Ryder from Liverpool Book Art. And the next one is, of course, for next month. So the mailing list, some other comments that we didn't, that were covered in previous shows, was about how to make and use a stencil from Einbeen, and it was that show was about how to make a stencil, and it was nice show, Beanie, and congratulations on your first HPR, and that was coming from somebody calling themselves Admin. And Admin again was busy thanks for the info about the Raspberry Pi Zero by Tony Hughes on hardware upgrades. So good show there. And Mr. X commented on a bit of background on Virtual Env Wrapper, which was the one that BJB had done. And he said, great first show. Sorry I'm taking so long to comment, but I'm always running many shows behind and just listened to yours last night and felt I had to comment. I just wanted to say many thanks for a great first show. I enjoyed it so much. I listened to it twice. Very concise and clear, covering a confusing topic. Up until now, I'd never fully understand the difference between Bash Profile and Bash RC. Your notes, show notes, also put mine to shame. And mine indeed. Looking forward to hearing another one when you get a chance. I know for myself, finding the time can be difficult. Best regards, Mr. X. And then we had the comments on this month's show. So in the any other business section, Dave has asked me to comment on the tags and summaries. In the past months, there have been contributions from BGB and Windigo. I also have listened to a few shows, but haven't sent it into yet, Dave. Sorry. Don't forget to remind me. I've added a few tags and summaries myself. Thanks to all the contributors. See the current status or instructions for contributing. And there's a link to shows without summary or tags. This page has recently been reformatted for easier navigation, and a new section has been added. The section lists the hosts whose shows need attention, followed by the show number that need work. Currently, there are 987 shows that need summaries or tags to be added. All contributions are welcome. So that brings us on to what's been happening on the mailing list. So as I said earlier, in the mailing list is the place where we discuss what's going on the HPR website. And we had a continuation of the discussion about slow downloads, And Crayon says, ages ago, I suggested a mirror ring or something where we can put share the load. It would be pretty cool. And then we could get rid of the advertising as well. And just for clarity, I replied that we had the torrent approach, but when the hash changed, new shows, hash changed every time new shows were added, so that made it difficult. You can actually get individual show torrents from the archive.org feed. So I'm also thinking about the rsync approach, but it's a lot of effort. And we might also be looking at something like posting the shows into Git and then being able to do a Git sync. So if you're interested in that sort of thing, give me a shout, anyone interested in peering. And with regard to advertising, I would like to make this clear. We do not, however, have advertisement on HPR. We do voluntarily thank people who host our shows. So if you get your shows from Josh Server, you will hear an honest host mention. On the other hand, if you get them from archive.org, you get a thank you and there's a link to their support page. So no advertising here, folks. Just thank yous for the people who, throughout the month, we contact Josh lots and lots of times, and he must be absolutely sick of hearing from us right now. So I want to take the time out to thank Josh for all the work he does. So the next topic was permission to modify the show notes. As you all know, we're going back to the old shows. So this is a policy decision change. So I will read out the email for you. If you're not on the mailing list, then feel free to comment, feel free to join the mailing list. It's a fairly low, from time to time it gets busy, but usually there's not a lot of traffic going on there. Anyway, the email. As you know, we're going back over the old shows to add tags for archive.org. Nearly all the shows need tags and summaries. Some even need show notes or to be placed in a series. You can help. See the main page for more information. In the process of doing it, I was thinking it would be a good idea to do a bit of housekeeping on them. For example, to fix the HTML, check that the links still work, and point to where the hosts originally intended, etc. Because actually what's happened is a lot of the older shows, 10 years, 11 years ago, point to sites that have, you know, the domains have expired and now they're going to clickbait sites. I was asking Dave, who's leading this project, what we should do if a show notes need correcting. For example, a show may benefit from having Google Reader was shut down in 2013, but this show is of historical interest. I'm still not over that one. And the license is CC. So the license of our shows is CC by SA or CC by SA NC. So we are allowed to do derivative works on the show notes. To be honest, most of the early shows didn't have show notes, and they were probably added by the admins. So our current policy on all this is HPR 2210 on freedom of speech and censorship, and which would seem to allow us to do this. So the question is, are we allowed to modify show notes? Now, pretty much everybody, X101, James Tiller, Bob Youngman, Kevin O'Brien, Dan I want to mention, 5150, pretty much everybody who replied to that said, no problem whatsoever. Dan Washko, I want to point out, he's saying because they, in this, what he recommends is don't delete the original content. If something's considered deletion, put a strike through and a note why. Clearly mark changes, document providing the editor's name or handle. And of course, Dave loves that, but it's extra work, guys. It's extra work. But yes, okay, fine. That kind of makes sense to do that. There is one thing about this argument that I did want to mention here on the show is, of course, and this is on freedom of speech and censorship, which show, if you haven't listened to, you should listen to. There is the question here, and I know why everybody gives Dave's permission, because he's the general all-round nice guy, and, you know, who wouldn't like their show notes to be up to Dave's standards. However, from my point of view, being not a nice guy and whatever, we have the interests of HPR here at heart. So if I do a show that has got naughty words in the show notes, are we allowed to modify those naughty words? Because those naughty words will both be in the public feed, in the public feed that everybody gets. So the feed in wherein you look to see if a show is explicit or not has those naughty words. So should those show notes be taken and moved in that you need to that we have a edited version on the main page? Edited is probably not a good word, but you know, where those are removed, and then they would link to the unedited version on the show notes HTML page. So it's a little bit more nuanced than this, and that's why I'm asking permission. Currently now, the state of play is free speech and censorship. If we're ever doing that, then we will be asking the mailing list for advice on a case-by-case basis. So we don't do that. It's not something that we're going to do. This is more a general question of, can we tidy up the show notes? I think we can. I think everybody's okay with that. And it's CC by SA, so the license allows us to do that anyway. But on the other thing about freedom of speech and censorship, go back and listen to the show 2210, which describes this using the by Mirrorshade. And this is the current state of play. And it gives you the example of how record labels struck a balance between protecting the innocents and meeting the needs of people who don't want to be uncensored. So have a listen to that. That was one of the threads. Kevin O'Brien asks, how do I edit my profile? And Dave got there before me, saying you can edit the profile if you upload a show. So yeah, see what I did there? So you can actually edit a show if you upload the profile. I would recommend everybody, even if you've especially actually if you've uploaded, if you've been uploading shows for the last, I don't know, 10, 11 years, reread the help pages again, because it explains all this. It's on the, when you upload a show, it'll pop up there that you can, and there's question marks that if you click on them, it'll bring you to the exact page in the how-to pages, how to do everything, explains everything. So please have a look at those. There is no explicit way to change somebody's profile not putting up a show. Gosh, wonder why that is. But if you do want that done, just send us an email and we will get back to you. So I've got an email from Crystal, who I met back in Odd Camp 20 something. Well, the first Odd Camp that I went to, and she is one of the admins on Freenode, which is the IRC network specifically there to help the free and open source community. As you know, if you go to #OddCastPlanet, that is there on Freenode, and they're putting together a event at Bristol Science Centre on October the 28th to the 29th, and they were asking if any of us would like to attend. So if anyone If anyone would like to help out, go, or who intends to go there, go to freenode.net and have a look. While I'm mentioning this, John the Nice Guy has been on to the dev mailing list and has been talking about Odd Camp 17, which is going to be on Saturday, August the 19th and Sunday, August the 20th in Canterbury, UK. Unfortunately, because of the location being quite far away from an airport, I won't be able to go, nor will Dave. So if there's anybody else out there who will be going to Odd Camp, and would like to do a HPR table, can you please get in touch with us? Because we'd love there to be a HPR presence at OGCamp. That would be absolutely awesome. So yes, can you do that for us? Or if you could represent HPR at the Bristol Science Centre, think of the awesomeness that would involve, being part, you representing the HPR project. Wouldn't that be massive? So then we had Klaatu sending us in from yet another email address. Klaatu! Klaatu goes through email addresses like I go through underwear, honestly. HPRs, I love them. I love the guy. I love him like a brother. I don't see this message on the mailing list, so he's resending it. I'm planning on running a short campaign about tabletop RPG games over Mumble and then publishing the recording sessions to HPR, which is excellent. The intent is to introduce HPR listeners to what an RPG game is like and hopefully to give us all fun story of what's to listen to. It's about 10 episodes long, 2 hours each, and he'll be the dungeon master. But I'm looking for 3 to 4 willing players. The game is Interface Zero, an open game, licensed cyberpunk setting using Pathfinder rules and a few custom mods of mine. You'll do an unrecorded initial session once I've gotten enough players, in which I'll help to build a character and get familiar with the rules and the structure of the flow. I plan on playing on New Zealand Sunday morning at 10 a.m., which is probably Saturday evening. I hope to record 5 sessions of 4 hours each, cut into 10 two-hour episodes. If this is something you're interested, can you contact Klaatu at members.fsf.org? That's Klaatu at members.fsf.org. And that was it. We had one from Dave about the community news. And for some reason, could it be because it's this next month? Yes, next month there are updates to the stats page, because I already saw I could get 2 shows out of Mr. X, so I've now updated the stats page to include a JSON page. So stats.php ? equals JSON, a XML page ? stats.php ? equals XML, and a comma separated value file. So, and the battery ran out of my Zoom recorder. So Murphy is definitely strong tonight. So the only solution is, of course, to stop recording and to have a beverage of some sort, preferably of an Irish nature. I'm sure Mr. Murphy won't mind if I have a Belgian beer instead, but that's the only safe thing to do, folks. So if you liked any of the shows that I talked about today and you listen to HPR on a regular basis, it would be really nice, very neighborly of you, to record a show and submit it. It couldn't be simpler. Every device that you can listen to podcasts on can probably record a show. And if you're wondering what type of show you want to talk about, well, just tell us how you got here. What's your tech story? And submit that as a show to HPR. Anyway, that's it. Tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio. Oh, join us now and share the software, and you'll be free, hackers, you'll be free. Oh, join us now and share the software. Oh, you'll be free, hackers. You'll be free.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.